FHE, Word of Honor in Nauvoo, a true story by Susan Billings Mitchell. Keep all your pledges. Doctrine and Covenants, section 136, verse 20. Eunice loved to sing. Her parents, Titus and Diantha Morley Billings, often sang for church meetings at the request of the prophet Joseph Smith. At a very early age, Eunice was taught to harmonize with them and sing the alto part. The prophet Joseph must have enjoyed her singing, because every time he saw her, he took her on his knee and had her sing a song. Eunice attended Eliza R. Snow's school with the prophet's children. Her mother did sewing and doctoring for the prophet's family, so Eunice was in his home often. One day, Mother finished the sewing project and asked Eunice to deliver it to Sister Smith. Upon doing so, Eunice saw the prophet. This was not unusual, except that at the time, Joseph was in hiding for the safety of his life. He had just slipped home for a change of clothes. The prophet knelt and lovingly sat young Eunice on his knee. He had her sing a song, as always. Then he looked deeply into her eyes. "Eunice," he said, "no one must know that I am here. My family is in danger. Please rush home and tell no one that you saw me." Eunice ran all the way home so that no one could stop her to talk. Long afterward, she said, "I would have cut out my tongue before I would have told anyone I had seen the prophet that day." End of the story, Word of Honor in Nauvoo, by Susan Billings Mitchell. F.H.E.